Hey there, birth nerd. You're listening to the Birth Worker Podcast. My name is Kylie Banks, and I am totally obsessed with birth and equally obsessed with business. And this is the show where I help women turn their passion for birth into a sustainable, profitable, and most importantly, impactful career. All right, let's get into it. Welcome back to episode 118 of the Birth Worker Podcast. Today, we are going to be talking about how to grow your doula business in person and sell online offers at the exact same time. And it's Friday, so that means that I'm answering your biggest and best questions right here on the podcast. If you still need to submit your questions for the podcast, we are always taking those questions and we always need more because we go through them like crazy. So if you want to ask me your question, just go to birthburger.com/ask, upload your question right there, super easy. You can put your name, you can be anonymous. It could be an easy question, a hard question, whatever, doesn't matter. Submit your question and maybe I'll answer it right here next week. Let's just jump straight into the questions today. The first question today is from Sophie. And Sophie says, hey, Kylie, how do you grow a community online and engage them to buy your services? Sophie says that she's in a country where doulas aren't really common and people don't really know what they are and people don't really hire doulas. So she's asking, like, how do I actually do this if people don't really know what doulas are? So for Sophie, and really anyone beyond Sophie, there's a lot of people who come to me and say this, whether you're in a country where people aren't really using doulas or you live in the middle of the United States, like in a really small community and there's no other doulas around. Regardless, if there's no community and you want there to be a community, sometimes you just have to be the one that builds the community. And it can seem really hard to like start a community from scratch, but I promise you that it's possible. And I promise you that people do it literally all of the time. All of the cities you look up to that have like thriving, you know, pregnancy circles and things like that started from zero. So everyone started where you are. And it really just took like one person or a couple people to really step up and say, you know what? Like, I want there to be a community here. I'm going to freaking build it. So that's like the first thing I would say to Sophie. And again, anybody else is if you feel like there's no community where you are, or there's no one that really knows like what doulas are, maybe step out of your comfort zone and be the one to actually like build that community. You can do that through really just connecting with other people. Facebook is a huge way to do this. Instagram, depending on what country you're in. A lot of times in like European countries, there's a culture of like going to parks and going out and about. Now, that's not super true in the United States. We're like very much like hermit crabs, I feel like, really probably because our country is just so big. But I remember going to places in England or across Europe, in the Middle East when I've traveled there. And there are so many people at parks and just out and about and eating dinner out. So befriend those people and start a community. You'd be really surprised how quickly that can snowball. And the other thing I want to say about this too is that you don't have to find a community of pregnant people. You could find a community of people who have young kids just like you do, and they're going to go on to have more kids. They have other friends who are pregnant. So don't like pigeon yourself so small where it's like, no, I only want to build a community of pregnant people. Just start making friends, start building that community, and it'll organically and naturally grow into exactly what you're looking for. Now, the other thing I want to say to a question like this, which is like, no one knows what a doula is. How do I actually build a business? Really, one of the other important parts is that now is the time to expand beyond in-person support. This is like the wake-up call to like, oh, like maybe I should do something else or grow a business in a different way than only offering in-person support. So y'all know since you're here, if you're brand new, welcome. You're about to know. But one of my pieces of magic is I help doulas not only expand in-person support and in-person services, but also do virtual offers and then passive offers too. And the reason that I love teaching virtual and passive offers is they can expand across the globe. So essentially at that point, now we're selling via social media, email lists, content. And if you live in the tiniest little city in Europe, that's okay. It's okay if there's no other pregnant people around because you can build a virtual business or a business with passive offers like pre-recorded online birth courses or ebooks or workshops, things like that. So again, if you've maybe been to my masterclass that I teach on Wednesdays, or if you've been here for a while, you know that I believe even if you're just getting started, you should be doing all three of those things: in-person support, virtual support, and passive offers. It's not a like, let me just build my in-person support first and then I'll do the other stuff. No, you should be doing all three from the beginning, because they all three kind of like feed into the hype and the noise that's like necessary to get you in front of your future clients. So one, create the community in person. Two, don't wait for the clients to find you in person. Go create virtual offers as well while you're also trying to create that community in person. All right, question number two is from Marissa. Marissa says, I have an online presence. I reach out to the community, but I have no clients. How do I actually find clients? How do I get in front of people who need me? So when someone comes to me and they say, Kylie, I'm doing all of the things and I have no clients, what do? I immediately jump to, okay, there's one of two problems. Either you're doing all the things, but no one's seeing it, aka like you don't really have an audience. Because if you don't have an audience, it doesn't matter that you have great packages. If you don't have an audience, like you're not getting your stuff in front of people, no one's going to buy it. So if someone again comes to me and says, I'm doing all of this stuff, I have no clients, my first thing is, do you have eyeballs on what you're doing? Do you have an audience? Do you have followers on social media? Do you have a Facebook group? Do you have friends on Facebook? Do you have a TikTok following? Do you have hundreds of people in a community circle that you lead? It doesn't have to be online. Online definitely helps, but you need eyeballs. And the reason that you need people to see your stuff is that it's just a numbers game. Like, business is a math game. It's a conversion rate game. And really only, like, if I'm taking in-person, online business, all of it together, really only like 1-5% of all of your followers or all of your email subscribers are going to become clients. So anyone who comes to me and has less than 100 followers or less than 100 email subscribers, they're probably not going to find those clients until they actually get rocking and rolling. So I would say, that was my first question for you, is like, how big is your audience actually? And how can we get that audience even bigger through social media marketing, through creating an email list, many different ways to do that. And then the second thing that I would say, if you came to me and you said, I'm doing all the things, I have no clients, what should I do? I'm going to say it's either an audience issue or it's an offer issue. So there might be something wrong with your package, your doula package, or with your virtual offer, whatever you're trying to sell, there might be something wrong with it. And that doesn't necessarily mean that like it's not good. It might just mean that the way that you talk about it needs to change a little bit. So maybe we need to change the messaging around what you offer. And we're actually seeing that a lot in the doula community right now, where there's kind of all of these doulas coming in that have very status quo packages, where it's the two prenatals plus birth support plus one postpartum visit. And if that's what you're offering, and if the messaging around that offer on your website is kind of bland and you're not really like making a stand or showing your personality, or you're not really like highlighting a certain niche or what makes you special, you're kind of just going to blend in with all of the other doulas. So that is also, that's one of the reasons that I love looking at like big picture, because it's so much more than, you know, reaching out to more people or like posting more on social media. We have to zoom out and look at like the big picture, like what is going on in your business. And when you jump into our business programs, one of the very first things that we do is we focus on messaging. So we focus on your branding, your messaging, your niche, what makes you different. We make sure that you become a really good copywriter, because those things honestly are mandatory if you want to stand out in 2024 as a doula. So again, to reiterate, if you come to me, you say, Kylie, I'm doing all the things, I have no clients, I'm saying not enough people are seeing your stuff, or there's an issue with your offer, there's an issue with what it is or how you are talking about it. All right, question number three is from McKenna. McKenna says, hey, Kylie, I've never given birth before. What do I do when a potential client asks me if I have? My answer here is super simple. My answer is, you tell the truth and you make it no big deal. And you first, McKenna, have to believe that it's no big deal. if you believe that it's not a big deal that you've never given birth before, that's the energy that you're bringing to that consultation or conversation, that's fantastic. A lot of times if we're a new doula, we get a little bit nervous for questions like this. We get a little bit nervous of the question of like, how many births have you attended? Or have you given birth before? Or have you had a home birth? Or have you had an unmedicated birth? But it's our energy around answering those questions that I think matters more than the answer itself. And one of the things that I want you to know, McKenna, but also anyone listening to this, is that just the fact that some doulas have given birth doesn't make them a better doula than you. Just the fact that some doulas have been to 300 births doesn't make them a better doula than you. There are doulas out there who have gone to 1,000 births, and I would not want them to touch me with a 20-foot pole during my labor. There are doulas out there who do not have certifications that I would love to have at my birth. There are doulas out there with 20 certifications who I would never invite to my birth. There are people who've had 10 kids who I would not hire as a doula. There are people who have never given birth before who I would instantly hire as a doula. And once you can realize that, but like truly embody that as truth, then these questions become super easy to answer. That being said, you need to come into that conversation ready to do a little bit of reframing, right? Especially if the person who's interviewing you for doula support, especially if they have the assumption that because you don't have kids, you're not as good of a doula, you need to almost come in ready to do that reframing exactly like I just did. Like you could even say to them, I've never given birth before, but you know what? I just want to make sure that you understand this. Just because someone has doesn't make them a great doula. Being a doula is about XYZ. Being a doula is about insert your values. Being a doula is about insert, you know, your beliefs and why you actually do this and your passion. And you can reiterate that a good doula, you know, XYZ does not make a good doula. Certifications don't make a good doula. Amount of births you've attended don't make a good doula. The fact that you've given birth yourself doesn't make you a good doula. But you know what does make you a good doula? XYZ. And that's where you kind of like reframe and insert your values and kind of let your personality shine. Now, McKenna, I know it can be a little bit hard when you're getting started. I remember getting asked those questions when I first started because I became a doula before I gave birth myself. And then those first questions of, you know, how many births have you attended? And you don't really want to be like, only two. But the truth is that you got to be truthful. Like we have to create a relationship with our clients that is based on truth and love. And the only way to do that is to tell the truth. And add a little bit of that reframing. The truth is too that even if they don't hire you and they go with someone who has given birth or has attended more births, whatever, as long as you do that reframing, you're actually going to help them pick a better doula for themselves. Because, hey, maybe they actually decide, you know what? Kylie, you're right. I just realized that just because someone's given birth doesn't make them a good doula. And I've realized that XYZ matters way more to me than whether or not someone's given birth themselves. And that's really what I hope they realize, because that will help them find the best doula for them rather than having all of those assumptions. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I wanted to let you know that if you love listening to all of the answers here on the podcast, or if you love submitting your questions for the podcast and you actually want my answers in real time, and if you want my eyes on your business every single week, you should consider joining our Birthworker Coaching Community membership. Not only do we do weekly coaching calls multiple times per week with me and your other coaches, where you can pick our brains live on Zoom, there's also an amazing community with over 250 women right now, which is so exciting. But if you want to join a community with people who are fired up about birth like you are and ready to make this a full-time business, and if you want to join a community of women who are just one to two steps ahead of you so they can show you the ropes and help you avoid all of the mistakes that they've made, and if you want to get coached every step of the way, definitely jump into the Birthworker Community membership. You can check that out by going to birthworker.com. You can also check out all of our core programs. So we have a doula training program, a childbirth educator training program, and a comprehensive business program. If you join any of those core programs, you actually get invited to come to the coaching community for an entire year for free so I can help you every single step of the way. Listen, you guys, mentorship is the name of the game, and I know it is so hard to do this on your own. Trust me, I have felt how hard it is to do it on my own, and I do not want you to feel like you have to do it on your own. I want to help you avoid the mistakes that I've made. I want to give you all the little hacks that I use to make running my business so much smoother. And once you jump inside of our core programs and get access to our private exclusive coaching community, it is going to be so much easier. You are going to thank yourself for making that decision. All right, everyone, I will see you back here next week. I hope you have a wonderful weekend.